You talked about the Dodd-Frank Act as well in the US, which, you know, it's a reminder of the New Deal, Roosevelt.
Yes, exactly, or the Steagall-Glass Act.
You think it will go as far as that?
I think it's the same approach, but adapted to the 21st century. Mm. I think the Volcker Rule is definitely something where they want to take away proprietary trading out of the banks, and I think with what we have seen recently, with Morgan, etc., I mean, people start to say, yeah, actually it makes sense, let's face it. Maybe the era of the global universal bank is over, and we are going to be back into a kind of banking system which is less risky, or at least where the customer will have the choice between a bank where it is just for deposit and to get a loan or a mortgage, very secure, no nonsense. And then you have the business people, if they want to have a bank for investment banking, commodity financing, then they will make the choice to go to another institution and accept the risk.
Mm. And are those institutions that we see remaining global, or banks that are going global, are they all going to be from emerging economies? There'll be Brazilian or Chinese?
Yeah, exactly. I think if you see now, as I mentioned in my presentation, Fitch estimate that the 27, I think, global banks need to find $566 billion just to be compliant with the 7% Tier 1 capital requirement of Basel III. I think that if you are looking at that, it means that it becomes more and more expensive somehow to be a global universal bank. The difference with the emerging markets is that they have the government behind them with very deep pockets, especially with the sovereign funds. So actually, they are relatively secure. They're not better managed by far, but they are more secure simply because you have people with very deep pockets behind them. And this is the government. That's why I say that we are back into state-backed economies.